Do you think it's fair that your office and the other staffers are still getting paid while Kentuckians go without representation? No comment to any of this?
This video is from an hour ago on the Hill. This is Senator Mitch McConnell's comms director, a Stephanie Penn, being pressed on McConnell's absence. Of course, she had nothing to say. And I want to make this video here on the Adam Mockler channel because today is a pretty important day. Today is August 3rd. There has been a lot of conversation around this date. This date supposedly, at least I think what we all understood, according to the law, being the last day that Andy Beshear could call a special election. And to my surprise, frankly, that at least right now appears not the case. Andy Beshear saying, you know what, that law, screw it. I can do whatever I want. So we're just going to sit here still with an absence, and I will show you his argument for that. It's getting pretty interesting, and I want to know your comments down below. First of all, again, an hour ago, I'm going to play this video in full, and then I'll break down what is going on with this August 3rd deadline, because again, when I woke up this morning and I was, you know, looking into a lot of this, I said, maybe actually it does make sense to not call an appointment yet. But this is how ugly politics is getting. Like, the reality is that in any normal time, we wouldn't have somebody clinging so hard to power that they've been in the hospital for 51 days, I think today is, and they haven't responded essentially to their constituents. There's all this confusion around it. And now we have to play politics with, again, the people who are supposed to be representing Kentucky. And I blame that solely on Republicans. They have ushered in this broken era of politics. Donald Trump has ushered in this era of politics that is so obsessed. It is so obsessed with power, money, corruption. And it's really ruined my generation's view of politics. So let's hop right into this. I'm going to break this down. Let's play this video first. Before we do, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. But right now, Adam is on vacation. So I'm filling in on some extra slots. If you appreciate the fact that the Mockler Media channel never stops, it would mean so much if you hit like, hit subscribe, share the video out, and check out my YouTube channel right down below. All right, take a listen.
Tell us what's going on with Senator McConnell. We haven't had any updates. Is he doing better? Do you by happen to know if he, or can you tell us, did he sign that July 28th letter, or was that an auto pen from your office? I know people in Kentucky are getting frustrated that they have missed over 46 roll call votes, so anything you can provide us on his current status, I think, would be greatly appreciated. Do you think it's fair that your office and the other staffers are still getting paid while Kentuckians go without representation? No comment to any of this?
Look how smug she looks. Again, people wonder why my generation is so fed up with the system, so fed up with capitalism, so fed up, or defeatist, I really should say, defeatist about the society we're in. And I think videos like this actually kind of represent it well. I mean, you have somebody, a comms director, who is making good money on the Hill. You have McConnell's chief of staff making $226,000 a year while Mitch McConnell sits in a hospital. We have, again, we've only gotten two photos. That's it. Proof of life photos. We don't even have a video, or he hasn't even taken a 30-second phone call with the governor of Kentucky. And so while obviously something very strange happens, Mitch McConnell still gets paid, these people still get paid, he's still, you know, while he votes against paid sick leave for Americans, he gets the paid sick leave. And while all that is happening, they're so smug about it. They're so like, we can do what we want. So no wonder my generation is upset. So this is what Andy Beshear tweeted. Let's get into this. I know there are a lot of folks wondering about the significance of August 3rd regarding a potential Senate vacancy. I want everyone to know that this date has no legal impact on my options should there be a vacancy this year. Worth a reminder, right now there's one less vote for the SAVE Act, Trump's war with Iran, or the potential replacement of a SCOTUS justice. This is kind of a point, surprisingly, I hadn't thought about. Maybe it was because I was so focused on filling the seat. But I think especially for something like the SAVE Act moving toward the midterms, one less vote is huge. Now, is this ideal? Of course not, right? You would much rather fill the seat. But if somebody told you the seat was going to be filled with a Republican, again, in any normal time, you'd say, politics aside, the people of Kentucky need representation. This isn't a normal time. And I think Andy Beshear should fight fire with fire. But that it may not seem like that's what he's doing, but he is doing that. He's actually directly saying, like, the law that people are perceiving says that August 3rd is my last day. That's not the law. And there's going to be a lot of contentious fights over what the law actually says in Kentucky. And I think some people in the comments here kind of getting frustrated and saying, you know what? You may be right. Maybe the law doesn't say August 3rd. But some people in this comment section actually getting a little bit upset, and you can let me know what you think of about this in the comments down below. Andy Beshear saying, look, I can call a special election after August 3rd. Okay, that's me fighting fire with fire. Some people saying, screw a special election. You, based on, and there's some people who believe this, based on the Constitution of Kentucky, you should just appoint somebody. Just appoint an interim replacement before there's another election. Do it. And if they sue and they freak out, you say, fine, I'll fight you in court. And if Mitch McConnell doesn't want to be replaced by who I just appointed, then he can come out from his hiding. Not a bad argument there. Let me know what you think. I don't know. A lot going on. It's getting dicey. Now everything's kind of confusing up in the air. A lot of legal battles occurring. I do want to say this from this weekend. This was very interesting. Kentucky Republicans unwittingly throw McConnell under the bus. Kentucky Republicans attempt to throw shade at their Democratic governor backfired when he used their attacks to call attention to Mitch McConnell's prolonged absence. Governor Andy Beshear fired back at GOP adversaries who called him out for not attending the state's fancy farm picnic on Saturday, noting how they hadn't shared the same indignation for McConnell's suspicious disappearance. Senator Rand Paul and Andy Barr had criticized Beshear at the event, with Paul saying that the Democratic governor would be the state's last, and then Andy Beshear saying, sorry to miss Fancy Farm, but let me get in on this fun. Rand Paul apparently says, I'd been neutered by my legislature, because again, when it comes to replacing McConnell, the Republicans dominate the state legislature in Kentucky. They passed a bill in 2021 and then another bill in 2024, essentially just taking power away from Beshear in case of this specific instance. Because originally, it's pretty clear the state's constitution just says that Andy Beshear can do what he wants and appoint who he wants. Republicans have been trying to rip away that power. Rand Paul, apparently said I'd been neutered by my legislature. Rich, coming from a guy who's never had a pair of balls, and if they did, they'd be held by Trump. Not bad, Beshear. I'm told Andy Barr also spoke, we aren't the same. Yes, same first name, hometown in high school, but I don't run racist ads. Yes, Steve's my dad, but Trump's his daddy. Okay, Andy, Governor Beshear. Funny how the Republicans are all mad. I missed one political event to watch my son play baseball. But no outrage that Mitch McConnell has been nowhere to be seen for 50 days. Yeah, they kind of walked right into that one. I mean, that's just brutal. So let's get our update here. Desiree Townsend, I know you guys have seen on this channel. I have read your DMs and people saying, Desiree Townsend has a questionable past and all these things. Okay, I hear it. I do understand. Adam and I understand, but she objectively has done some good reporting outside of the Capitol. Outside of where Andy Beshear is being held, which is GW in D.C. So we'll take a listen here. I would advise you, when it comes relating to anything vaccines, we follow the science here on the Adam Mokko channel. Get your vaccines. Talk to your doctor about getting your vaccines. That's what I'll say about Desiree Townsend. 51 days of Mitch McConnell. This was taken just a few hours ago. Take a listen.
Desiree Townsend, here again, outside of George Washington University Hospital for the continued medical miracle that is Senator Mitch McConnell. It is now day 51 of his hospitalization. So you all have to keep in mind that back on July 12th, they released a photo. His office released a photo of a really spry looking Mitch McConnell sitting in a rehabilitation unit. It's now going into 4 weeks. Why in the world is he still in rehabilitation for 4 weeks? And a lot of those of you in my previous video in the comments are also saying this is not aligning with any sort of insurance policy one could have, presumably Medicare with some sort of supplemental, that would be paying for 4 weeks of him to sit up in a chair looking refreshed and spry and happy unless those photos don't accurately depict his current state. So I'll keep coming here. I'm going to be here again tomorrow. We'll see if we hear anything on this the alleged August 3rd date that's sort of floating around social media. I don't believe, again, that this date is the end-all, be-all for a special election. Again, the two statutes, KRS 118.375 and House Bill 622 in Kentucky, can easily be reconciled by a judge in a Kentucky court. So that is a nothing burger to me.
And we will see what happens in a Kentucky court of law. I also want to point out Republican senators continue to be pressed on this. I've played this video several times, and I am so glad that this same individual, Nicholas, who has been asking so many sitting Republican senators and congressmen and women, where is Mitch McConnell? What do you think? I'm so glad that he pressed her again on this, because this was the original video from a sitting Republican senator. Take a listen.
Hey, how are you?
Do you have any idea what's going on with McConnell, what his condition is right now? Have you heard an update?
I think obviously the public information that I have is that Senator McConnell is recovering and is healing and is in a rehabilitation hospital. That's been what's been reported. I talked with somebody yesterday who visited him and said that he's clear-minded and he just needs to get stronger.
Do you plan to visit him?
So I felt like I was going crazy when I heard this, because it was like, wait a second, wait, time out. We're all asking so many questions about where Mitch McConnell is. And here comes this sitting Republican senator. Doot, 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 doot. Oh, yeah, I talked to somebody yesterday. They went and visited McConnell. They said McConnell was great. Can we find that person? Can we talk to that person? Who was that person? Hello? So thank God, Nicholas, today, just an hour ago, finding Senator Shelley Moore Capito and asking her about this. Hey, who was this person that you mentioned to me the other day? We should re-loop on this. Take a listen.
Hey, you were saying that you know someone who visited McConnell in the hospital. Could you reveal who visited him and what they thought about his condition? Hey, Senator. I just was going to ask you who the person you were saying visited McConnell in the hospital and said he was clear-minded. Would you be able to reveal who it was? All right, thank you, Senator. Take care.
Obviously, the public information that I have is that Senator McConnell is recovering and is healing and is in a rehabilitation hospital. That's been what's been reported. I talked with somebody yesterday who visited him and said that he's clear-minded and he just needs to get stronger.
Do you plan to visit him?
You know, I might wait until he asks, you know, for visitors. I think, you know.
These people are such a disgrace. They're such an effing disgrace. I mean, for something so insane to be going on and for them to just run away. But I guess what's new? You know what's new? You know what else is insane and going on and they keep running away from is Donald J. effing Trump, who's ripping apart our Constitution, waging war with Iran, and inflation is exploding, and he's falling asleep in the middle of meetings every single day. Practically every day. It feels like that. That was a little hyperbolic. You get the idea. And they don't care, because they care most about what, folks? What? Power and money. That's it. I want to be clear. Under Section 152 of the Kentucky State Constitution, McConnell needed to resign at least 3 months, that would be August 3rd, ahead of the vote in order to call a special election. Kentucky's law on Senate vacancies, House Bill 622, eliminated the governor's ability to appoint interim replacements for vacant U.S. Senate seats. So again, that would be, like I was saying, Republicans taking away power from Beshear. But that law remains legally untested. So this all is kind of just up in the air. And I would like to see Democrats and Andy Beshear fighting in court. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you making it to the end of this video. Make sure you like, hit subscribe, share the video out. Really helps us out. Check out my YouTube channel down below. With all that said, I will see you in the next one.